In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the last Sunday, the end of Lent. And fittingly, it reminds us to never lose sight of the end of our lives. And there's a purpose and a point to all this in our lives, in this world. Don't get distracted. Entangled up in the thicket of distractions, keep your eyes on the prize. The master of this, as in all things, was Jesus, of course, and never did a man live who was so constantly aware of his end, which, of course, paradoxically allowed him to live in the meantime in such a beautiful, full way. But before we get to our master, even popular authors today have sensed that in this, our day of totally immersive distractions, we need a North Star to shake us out of our myopic lives and toward greater ends. And one of the most popular books in the last 20 years is a book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And it encourages this mental exercise, which you may have heard from me before a long time ago. You're going to a funeral, and you discover that you're the person who passed away. 3 people are going to speak: a family member, someone from your church, and a friend from work or school. Write out what you would wish them to say, and now plan your life. This is a great exercise, especially if you're young, to remind us that we live for but a season and everything we do has a lasting impact for good or for evil on those around us. If you're a little older, however, you probably don't even have to wait for your funeral to imagine how people might judge your life and the things that they say about you and I. You can probably get a pretty good idea of what people might say while you're still alive. And one of our oldest parishioners to me is a great example, Marion Major, Lowry Major, who probably few of you know, but just a few. She was here back in the old days. She was a teacher, and she was a teacher in Florida when racial integration had just begun. And she volunteered to take the first black classes, which no one else wanted because they were far behind academically and no one expected them to be good students or probably even good people. But Marion, she gave her love and her best to them. And fast forward 40 years, and she says that when she was in the doctor's office, this nurse comes up to her and says, "Miss Lowry, don't you remember me? It's your student Ella." And 40 years later, this woman, grown with kids and grandkids, still remembers her teacher, Marion. And why did she still remember? She told her, "Miss Lowry, you were the first white woman who was ever nice to me." And Marion Major didn't have to wait for her funeral to hear how people would speak about her. She knows already. And we too know, if we want to listen to the words and actions of the kids we have raised or taught, our colleagues at work, our spouses, our neighbors, fellow parishioners, everyone who has had a relationship with us. Will our loved ones say that we always had a good word for them and not a word of criticism? Will they say that we've given time when they needed or that we were always busy? As we live our lives, may we have the wisdom to live by the golden rule, really, that to treat others as we would want to be treated. That's what our master, Jesus Christ, says and did, but of course he had a simple, important, profound twist. In today's reading for Advent, the Pharisees asked Jesus, which is the greatest commandment? And he boils down the 600 plus commandments of the Jewish law and cuts them down to 2, the very heart of the matter in our faith. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these 2 commandments depend all the law and the prophets. So, fed back into Covey's funeral scenario, we could say 3 people are going to speak at your funeral, but when they're finished, then comes the keynote speaker, God himself. Write out what you would wish them to say. Now plan your life. That's essentially the message of Advent, the Sunday of Advent. That's the message of next Sunday's opening of the doors before Palm Sunday. The curtain will be open before us. We will see God as He is, and we will see ourselves how we actually are. And how awful we'll feel if we have lived our lives with our own ego as our end. How much we can control, how much we can possess, how well-liked and successful we appear to be, but how blessed we will be if our end is God's end, to learn to love God and others as He's loved us, giving ourselves a way to find our truest self in Him. So really, you could say that this funeral scenario, imaginative, is in no way original, because Covey kind of borrowed the whole profound idea from Scripture, and specifically from Holy Week. In Holy Week, we are at a funeral. We get to a funeral. And it's, of course, utterly unique to Christianity and a profound mystery that it's God Himself who experienced death. How did Jesus behave, always having His death before Him? He worked tirelessly to heal the poor and the brokenhearted. He welcomed all those in society who everyone else judged. He served and washed the feet of His disciples, even though they so often proved themselves without understanding and unworthy of His service and love. He went to His death feeling all of the anxiety and pain we do, yet loving us, even His enemies and executors, to the very end. Such that every Holy Week, we do get invited to a funeral, and the one who has died is both God and man. And there was no one speaker at the funeral of Jesus, the greatest man who ever lived, probably so that we might be the speakers of words on His behalf and might follow His example in our lives. And that's why thousands of years after His death, the entire world lifts up their heads from all of our busy distractions to heed the miraculous word and life of this Son of God, who lived His life for one end, to do the will of His Father in heaven, so that His life and ours would be saved, would be blessed, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.